Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there was a lot made in the last 24 hours, let me tell you. Some piece of very good news I want to start with. We have an excellent, excellent congressional candidate that is announced for Congress in Western Wisconsin, Brad Paff. Now, Western Wisconsin has been represented by Ron Kind for a long time, over 20 years. I know Ron Kind well. He's a friend of mine. I worked with Ron Kind when he was a lawyer before he went into Congress. And he's been a steady hand for Wisconsin and in Western Wisconsin, third congressional district. I knew Al Baldus. Al Baldus was a great Democratic congressman from there too. And Steve Gunderson was a Republican, but was not a bad guy, moderate guy. They have over time had some fairly moderate people over there and some very excellent Democrats, Al Baldus and Ron Kind. Ron Kind decided to retire. Back in August, he announced he wouldn't run for another term. Ron has a wife and children and wants to spend some time with the family, has other things he's going to do. And that left the seat open. Now, this is a seat that Ron Kind could hold, but Donald Trump won by a couple of points. It's one of the few seats in the country that the Democrat won and Donald Trump won. So you have to have a good Democrat over there, somebody who knows what's going on. Brad Paff is precisely the candidate we need. Let me give you a little rundown on Brad Paff. Brad Paff served for 12 years on the staff of Ron Kind and Senator Herb Kohl. He learned a lot about government, about governing. He worked in the Obama Department of Agriculture for about 8 years. He grew up on a farm. He knows agriculture. He knows agriculture. And when Tony Evers was elected governor, Tony designated him as secretary for the Department of Agriculture. The Republicans stabbed him. You know what the Republicans are doing? They either don't vote at all on Evers' appointments, any Democratic appointment, to try to shut down the ability of the Democrat who won the election to form a government. But then occasionally they'll bring one up for discussion and stick a knife in them. That changed somewhat in the last week when they did confirm two people. But up until last week, they did what we've seen them do with the DNR, with Fred Prehn. They simply don't bring up for review, for confirmation, the successor to the incumbent right-wing Republican whose term expired May 1, to let him continue to vote for forever chemicals and killing pregnant wolves. That's their MO, their modus operandi. Well, Brad Paff, they decided they wanted to stab Evers, and they used Brad Paff to stab Evers about 11 months into his designation as a secretary for Department of Agriculture, the designee. Here's the law. It's a peculiar law. The governor, if they don't bring it up for confirmation, the governor can put somebody in there as a designee. They can have all the powers of the cabinet position. They can get paid that amount and so on. And so, okay, they're going along. They have the governor's confidence. The legislature won't vote for him. But if they want to kill somebody, they then bring it up and vote him down. When that happens, it is against the law for that person to continue to stay in that department. And they thought that Brad Paff was too good with his farm background, knew too much about agriculture. So therefore, they thought they'd stab him, and then Evers would have to put up somebody who wasn't quite as knowledgeable. The ostensible reason, the pretend reason that they used, was that Brad Paff had advocated in the budget for putting in about $100,000 for mental health services for family farmers who were losing their farms. This is a very, very sad fact. It's a silent fact. Nobody brings it up. But we all know we're losing family farms all over the place. And the truth of the matter is that people that grew up in a farm culture now are being competed against by corporate farms, factory farms, CAFOs, concentrated animal feeding operations. Very, very hard to continue the family farm with 100 cows. I mean, it just is. So the people who have been trained all their lives to be farmers suddenly lose the farm to foreclosure. And what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Sadly, in some cases, they take their own life. Sadly, that happens more than you think. In rural Wisconsin, it's silent. Nobody complains. It's very sad. It's a tragedy. And Brad Paff knew it. Brad Paff grew up in a farm. So Brad Paff said, I want $100,000 in that budget to go for counseling and mental health services for people who are going to lose their family farm. For that reason, that was the fake pretend reason, the Republicans refused to confirm him. I mean, you know, I don't lightly use the word sadism. I don't lightly use the word sadism. It goes back to the Marquis de Sade. Marquis de Sade. Not many people, fortunately, have read his work. But the fact is that to do that for an excellent guy, Secretary of Agriculture, Knifem, because he showed compassion to the suffering of people losing the family farm. It's one thing for the Republicans to represent CAFOs, concentrated animal feeding operations, corporate farms. It's quite another thing to laugh at people losing their family farms. That's quite another thing. That's emotionally disturbed is the nicest way I can put it. These are bad people. They're just bad people. But he had the last laugh. Then Brad Paff ran for the state Senate in La Crosse area. And he won. And it's a good thing he won because that year, this is the last election, we lost a state Senate seat, a Democratic state Senate seat in Hudson and won up in Door County. And if you lose many more, the Republicans would have a veto-proof majority and they could override any veto of the governor. So Brad Paff hung true. People liked him and they should like him because he's a good guy, a very, very good guy. Very, very excellent background experience. I mean, you know, if you wanted to pick a designer candidate for Congress in that area, this is the guy. Also, he has the character, the smarts, and the hard work, the ethic to do the job. The guy who ran against him is a guy named Van Orden. Van Orden, Navy guy. I'm a Navy guy. He was a Navy SEAL. I was not a Navy SEAL. Respect the Navy SEALs. I had friends at Navy OCS who tried out for him, a tough outfit to get into. But believe me, not all of them deserve to be in Congress. Not every Navy officer or enlisted man deserves to be in Congress. This guy is a piece of work. He's a piece of work. He went to the January 6th insurrection. He used campaign funds to pay his way. And then he went up in the Capitol and he says, well, I didn't do anything illegal. Oh, really? Well, you know, technically, I suppose I was in a place where I shouldn't have been. Oh, really? 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 You can't have a bigger contrast in Congress in Western Wisconsin. You can't have a bigger contrast in Congress than Brad Paff and Van Orden. I mean, Van Orden buys the big lie, not just a Trump supporter. He thinks that Biden only won the election through fraud and he would have overturned the election. He's an authoritarian. He's an enemy of American democracy. Brad Paff had a great line. Brad Paff said, we used our pitchforks on the farm for pitching hay, not for storming Congress. That's a great line. When Brad Paff grew up on a farm, he used their pitchforks for pitching hay, not storming Congress. Well, Van Orden never pitched hay or anything else. He's pitched a lot of BS is what he's done. And he's bad news. So if you're over there in Western Wisconsin, Brad Pfaff is a guy that's really going to help the ticket overall, including the Senate ticket, the Senate candidate. Get behind his campaign. Contribute to his campaign. Brad Pfaff, P-F-A-F-F. He has plenty of F's in his name. I only have one, Flynn. He has a silent one right after the P, like Pfister Hotel, okay? So it's Brad Pfaff. Contribute to the guy. Good guy. Need him in Congress, not just to beat Van Orden, seriously disturbed individual who went to the insurrection up to the Capitol. But he doesn't believe in American democracy, and Brad Pfaff does. When we break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul.